Hey y'all, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 9 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. This week's episode is the second installment of the binge watching series and we covered the hit TV show, The Game. We got into the nitty gritty of the Melanie Derwin saga, the various love and friendship dynamics on the show, and everything in between. Take some notes because we dropped some real good gems on this one. Keep in mind there are some spoiler alerts, so we suggest you watch the show before tuning in. Also, please keep sharing the podcast, and to our Apple Podcast listeners, please leave us a 5-star rating and review so that we can continue to grow the podcast. So, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And with that being said, let's get right into it.
Hey y'all, so welcome back for another episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. It's our binge watching series, and today we'll be talking about The Game. And today we have a guest with us. So Joy, you can tell us a little bit about yourself, a returning guest.
Hi everyone, my name is Joy. I am from the county, right outside of Philly. I go to Westchester University. I am a social work major. I'll be graduating in 3 weeks. My Instagram is my_name_is_joy_ and I am a Leo.
Thanks for sharing, Joy. So this is the second installment of the binge watching series. And today we're going to be talking about one of our favorite shows, which is The Game. And funnily enough, this is actually a spinoff of Girlfriends, although it's still debatable how it is actually related, aside from the fact that Melanie and Joan are cousins. But this show follows the life of Melanie and Derwin. They're a college sweetheart couple that Melanie is on her journey in med school and Derwin just made it to the NFL. So we see the different trials and tribulations that comes with that. We see their friendship dynamics. They actually at one point become like an on and off again thing. And it's just a whole bunch of a lot of things going on. So where should we start?
With Melanie and Derwin.
Yeah, Melanie and Derwin.
They, you know, I felt like they were, a cute couple. Melanie had her issues, you know, with just being so caught up with school and everything, which is understandable, but with her moving out there and making that sacrifice with Derwin, she kind of just, like, wasn't giving him what he needed. And, like, looking back at it now, that I'm, like, I guess a bit older, I can kind of understand Derwin, like, just a bit more on why he did cheat, though, like, I don't condone cheating, but it's kind of understandable now. He kind of needed that support, and she just wasn't there for him.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I feel like Melanie didn't think her move all the way through, because I feel like, yeah, she was so hype about this guy and stuff like that, but she moved out there, and that wasn't even like, you know, like I've said, she wasn't giving her all into the relationship. So my thing is, if I'm going to sacrifice, you know, a lot and make a move such as that, then I'm going to be very serious about us being together, us working on our future and all that stuff. And I feel like she got out there and was like school come first, school come first. And not that she's wrong, but if that was the case, then she could have stayed where he was at.
Yeah, you're right. That's a really interesting perspective. I didn't even think about it that way, because like, did you think about what was going to happen and how your life was going to change with this move? Right. Like what it meant for your relationship, like, and being in the NFL, that is a completely different ball game, no pun intended. Right. And like, she, I think it was kind of one of those, I'm just following my boyfriend, but like, what did Melanie want to do?
Right. Go to John Hopkins that she kept complaining about she didn't go to.
She
just kind of was head over heels at first, and then when she got out there, she realized that, you know, everything wasn't what it was kicked up to be, and that she really wanted to follow her own dreams. Because a lot of times, like, when people make these big moves for their significant others or whatever, you're really following their dreams. Like, and sometimes you put your life and your dreams on a back burner. So I feel like she was trying to juggle helping him and being with him while he's following his dreams, but also doing hers. But she didn't take into account that both of their journeys were going in two different directions.
Yes, that part. Like, I think that, especially with the whole idea of medical school, like, that is a really grueling process, and you really need to stay focused and stay on your A game, not be trying to keep up with the social life that comes with being an NFL wife and girlfriend. And she kept complaining about always having to study, but sis made time for them sunbeam meetings all the time. So,
okay, drinking wine, all that.
Okay, that's literally all they did. And like, but when it came to the relationship side of things, like supporting him, especially when he got the endorsement, it's like, oh, I gotta study, I gotta study. Like, it don't make sense to me. And she really didn't think that moved through. It was just something that she did. And she is young. Like, I think they're like 22, like in the first season. But it's just like, girl, you made this decision.
Like, me personally, I'm sorry. I'm not moving to another state unless I got a ring on my finger. Like,
period.
To be moving for a boyfriend and y'all in college and stuff like that, ma'am, anything can happen. Okay?
Yeah, that's I'm thinking about it. Like, you was his girlfriend and you moved. Like, and then the moment where she had the chance to become his fiance, eventually wife, she turned him down because, oh, I want to finish school first. But you made a decision moving somewhere before finishing school. Like, make it make sense.
She contradicted herself so much. Like, I just, I don't know. Like, it just, I feel like she was trying to have her cake and eat it too. Like, she wanted the relationship in a way, but I feel like she wanted her career more, but she probably also felt like, oh, if I move out there, then I can monitor him because he's in NFL, he's gonna be around all these other girls, I gotta make sure he's not doing X, Y, and Z. But she probably didn't even realize how time consuming her degree was gonna be, and
right,
I'm trying to be focused and chasing after him.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, really thinking about it, because I've watched this show so many times over and over again. But every time, like, I look at something from a different point of view, every single time. And she really did just follow him with no rhyme or reason. She didn't have no plan set in place for herself. And then she kind of, I would say, resented him for it. Even though we don't know the context to the move, but I don't feel like he was forcing her to do it. Like,
exactly. And she kept bringing it up to kind of make it seem like he was forcing her to be there. Like, oh, look, I want to go see my parents for Christmas, or I want to do this. And it's like, he's not forcing you to be here with him. You chose this. You chose to switch school.
Exactly. And then
you have to come to San Diego.
And I just thought about that, like, with the whole parent thing, like that Christmas episode. And it was just like, first of all, he didn't even like his parents. I mean, her parents, and they didn't like him. So I understand why he was like, first, I'm staying here, because that's like the whole thing was like so they could support, like the team members could support each other. But, and she just like, well, if there's no Christmas in San Diego, and start potting and acting like a little baby. But girl, that is something like that may seem very small when you're trying to plan your future, but that's something that's big to you. Like in the football world, they don't have time for Christmas because either they're in the season or they're planning for the next season or something else is going on. So he's
having games on Christmas or something. Like
people, how many times at Christmas dinner we got the guys in our family crowded around the TV watching football or basketball?
Right.
And it's like, that's like common sense. Like that's something that happens. Even if they not, let's say they lost every game, the season is still a set amount of time. Like,
and she knows this. Like, she was his girlfriend back in college, and I'm sure it was like the same thing, sort of, just
That's true. I wonder how long were they together in college? Like, was it the whole...
Before she decided to be all hype making that move. Like, why couldn't we start with, you know, visitation? Like, okay.
Okay.
Go and visit him every, you know, couple weeks, and then he come and visit her, they do a rotation. Like, who told you it was cute to just go ahead and move?
And then complain about it while you're there. Like,
literally, and complain the whole entire time. Like, literally. And this is like, girl, you here now, okay? Like, John Hopkins is going.
And she just wasn't supportive. I feel like Durbin, like, he was trying to study with her. And she just, like, he was in tune with her more. And it was just like, if it was about them favors, she kind of just
Yeah.
Didn't like it. She ain't want to be a sunbeam. She couldn't go to the game because she had to study. Then she go and she looking crazy. Like, girl, your boyfriend is a rookie player. You just got here, so you need to be looking up to par.
I'm not. Girl, that, yo, her.
But she's looking like she rolled out the bed.
That. She definitely was not matching his fly. Like, she would just throw on anything. Like, you know, you are in the public eye. Even if the cameras aren't specifically pointed at you, you're around these well-known females. So you need to dress to impress. Like, and I don't understand her whole thing. And y'all remember that episode when she was studying? It was like, I think it was like in the middle of the night and she was studying, well, highlighting because she don't really study. And like, it woke him up and he like, girl, like, I got to be up for practice. Like, can you go in the living room? Or like, can you turn the light off or something? Y'all know the episode I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, I can only fall back to sleep if you put your leg on me or something like that. But like, just that is such a small instance of like, girl, first of all, why are you trying to study in the bed?
Exactly, you about to go to sleep too.
Like, you should know this man's practice schedule. Like, and this stuff like that. Like, she was so selfish in that sense that it's just, oh, I always got to study. Med school comes first, blase, blase. But he has to get up for practice. This is the moneymaker right now. He was paying her tuition, not to mention. And you sitting
there. She wasn't working,
to mention. Okay, she had no problem with him being on the Sabres when he was writing them checks every month.
Period.
And the child, that was a whole nother thing. Cause I, like, she was just.
They're just doing a lot to be so young. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We pay, like, you, first of all, us being boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm, you know, trying to do football, you doing med school, whatever. You move to a whole nother state for me. I'm paying your tuition. We live together. Like, that's a lot for them to be that young and them to be, like, I don't know. That was given Marilyn, like, paying tuition, that's a whole...
Girl.
And I'm like, she wanted the perks that came with it. She wanted, like, okay, she's with the guy that plays football, and she has this, you know, handsome guy and stuff, and she, like, she wanted everything and how it looked good, but in all honesty, like, was she really down for everything that came with it? Because she didn't want to, you know, and not saying that she has to always look a certain way, but at the same time, it's like, you know, if you had something for med school that was important or event, so you won't want him coming looking crazy.
Exactly.
So you need to keep him just like he carrying or whatever. You need to, you know, be his partner or whatever, ride for him. Like, I don't know, her, she just, I don't know, she wanted to just do things her way, and I feel like it was no longer about the relationship, and which didn't make sense because you moved there for the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a problem because most guys do what she, how she was acting. Like, most guys are like, oh, they want their relationship, they want this girl. Soon they get them, then they start slacking. But it was like she was doing that wrong.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. And then, speaking of like how she wanted all the perks, like another episode was when that girl, one of the sunbeams, like, got put out by her man and she ain't really had nothing. And it came, like, she was trying to see, you're trying to see his check-in book and stuff. Okay, first of all, one, that's none of your business because y'all not married. Second of all, he asked you to be his wife and he said to her, I was going to put your name on the account after we got married. And she was sitting there looking like boo-boo the damn fool. Because why do you feel like you're entitled to know what this man is making and you're not his wife?
Okay, that's like, they was doing a lot. Because my thing is, if y'all doing this now as boyfriend, girlfriend, then what comes with the marriage?
Like, okay.
The nonsense that came with it.
Right, it's supposed to be lovely. Like, it's supposed to be like, oh, like, we do this when we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but when we're married, then this is the extra.
Exactly.
All the extra before the dang marriage.
Yeah, yo, that's a really good point because it's like, now what? Y'all did everything. Y'all lived together. You moved across the country for him. You're trying to get inside his... Girl, like, and this, first of all, what do you need a shared account for? You don't work. You're not bringing in no money.
Yeah, so if you need a couple dollars, you just ask.
Yeah, like, it just didn't make sense to me. And, like, she definitely, like, I agree with you, Dom. I don't condone cheating, but I understand why he did it. Because you literally had one job, like, to be hype and, like, hype him up. Like, that's all you had to do and be there. And it was just always a complaint about something. Like, I don't like that. And then, you know, like Drew Sidora, her character really highlighted that. First of all, we already know with these, like, in the spotlight men, there is always a line of women waiting for you to slip up. Or not even waiting. They just there. They ready and willing. And we saw firsthand what happens when you fumble the bag. Because all you had to do, like the whole thing with the LA, how her girls, first of all, he called her and he was excited. He got the endorsement, which means more money, more publicity, like his career is taking off. And you looked at your calendar and said, we can do next Tuesday.
Rude. Like, no excitement.
No, like she didn't even get excited. Like she was like, wow, that's great.
She should have been there regardless. She can take these books with her.
First of all, any reason that I can be on the beach, I'm going to the beach. Like, I'm confused. If my man is going on a weekend trip and I'm invited, hell yeah, I'm going. Like, it don't even have to be a special occasion. I'm going. Like, you in school so much and you stressed out. Okay, take a break then. Like, and then her friends came all the way back. I think it was like 4 hours and told her, girl, you need to come on. Like, they came to her on some real stuff, and she's like, no, really? They ain't going to call him and ask him to come home.
And he did, because I would have been like, you can see me tomorrow. Yeah, I feel like she was like a complainer, but didn't really want solutions. Like, and I don't like people like that. Like, if you're going to complain about something, like, at least be open to hearing, like, how, you know, the problem can be fixed. And the
right.
And don't just complain and just complain, right? And that's how I felt like she was. And she just, I don't know, like, I feel like she wasn't looking at the positive and everything. And, yeah, like, when he would be excited about, you know, certain engagements or events or whatever, it's just, like, her energy was just giving very much, I don't want to be here. But if that's the case, just go home.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, with that, how would y'all have handled if you were Tasha and Kelly and you saw this playing out? And you know that you got a hard-headed ass friend named Melanie. Like, how would y'all have handled that whole situation?
Honestly, I'm the type of person, like, I give my advice, but one thing I hate is repeating myself.
Yes, oh my gosh.
I give my advice. I would tell you my opinion. I would tell you, like, you know, I might even tell you what I would do if I was in your situation. I'm going to tell you twice max. I'm not going to tell you, because at the end of the day, you're grown. But at the end of the day, I'm going to also tell you what, you know, what could come out of if you don't take, you know, the advice or don't listen. Because at the same time, like, if Melanie's sitting there acting like she not all in, or, you know, she giving these iffy vibes, I'm going to let her know as her friend, like, sis, if you don't get it together, this man got, like you said, 100 other women waiting for him, or, you know, he might meet somebody else that shows more interest than you're showing, and then you're going to be salty and you're going to try to fix it later and it's going to be too late. But I'm not going to keep telling you over and over again, because then I would just have to let you fall in your face, because obviously you don't want to take heed to nothing. And some people, like, instead of, like, reflecting on the advice or whatever and really trying to hear people out, they just take everything offense, like, they just get offended by everything and take it personal, and then they want to get mad at you and still be what they mean, and then you looking crazy as the friend.
That's a word, child. Dom, yeah. Do you have anything
to
add?
She tried to get mad at them too, when she found out. I agree with Joy. I'm going to let you know something, but I'm looking right, sis. I seen him, and, you know, he was looking real cozy, and I think you need to get up from this couch and these books and let's go. But Melanie was so stubborn, I can't, you know, make her do something she don't want to do. I can only let her know what I saw, and that's pretty much it. And after that, I'm gonna wipe my hands of it, because that's not my relationship. So, do you, boo?
Yeah, I agree with both of y'all. Like, first of all, my number one pet peeve is repeating myself. So, you can at one time, and that's it. Like, I'm telling you what it is. You, my girl, I love you. This one, I'm peeping. I might even send some pictures so you got the receipts. You take this information with a grain of salt all you want, and you're going to end up just like Melanie. Because ain't nobody, first of all, I don't understand those people who shoot the messenger anyway. Ain't nobody got time, especially your close friend. They don't have time to be coming up with these fake stories to get in your relationship. Trust me, we don't want to see the stuff that we see. So if we come into you, at least respect us enough to listen to what we're saying. Like, you don't have to handle it any way you don't want to, but don't do what Melanie did. Like, she was just so dismissive and just flat out in denial. Like, she really wasn't trying to hear it. Then I guess she must have thought about it some more, and she called him and made that stupid ass request of him to come home, which is like, you sending mixed signals in a relationship. Like, I don't.
She want to get married. She said she wanted him to propose again.
Oh, I forgot, child.
And he really got mad.
He was really pissed off. He said, what? Like, because you can't do that. Like, you can't have somebody on your timetable. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, I'm pretty sure at some point they talked about marriage. Granted, he did propose to her because he thought she was pregnant. You know, I don't agree with that per se.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe, like, how we're saying, like, they're doing a whole lot of relationships, I mean, like, marriage stuff in this boyfriend-girlfriend dynamic. Maybe he was like, all right, we already did all this. We moved in together. You moved across the country. My career is going great. I love you. You might be pregnant. All right, I do want to lock it down. And I can understand and I can respect it. But she really had no reason to say no. Like, and then turn around and be like, actually, can you propose to me again? I'm going to do it right this time. Like, where they do that at?
She was very selfish.
I don't like when guys propose just because a female is pregnant. I don't like that.
I don't
like,
either.
I feel like, yeah. I understand the whole idea of wanting, you know, to be a complete family and stuff like that. But I feel like it shouldn't just be the baby that pushed you to.
Yeah.
To
want,
mm-hmm.
Like, you should have thought about that before, you know, you released yourself inside me. And it's not giving that. Because my thing is, like, I feel like guys be so, like, caught up, rainbows, butterflies, and all that. Once the female is pregnant, and then after that, all that stuff goes away. Like, all the, you know, the sweet talk and the, oh my God, we're having a baby. Soon the baby get here, and you see how hard it is. Then that's where everything, you know, goes sour. So I want to see if you're really serious about this. When I tell you I'm pregnant, while I'm pregnant, and even after.
Yeah, girl, preach. Yes, 100%. I cannot have said it better myself. And that's funny because I'm thinking about now, like, how with him, like, we fast forward to, like, their whole drama and the story continuing and him actually having a baby on the way. The thought of marriage never crossed his mind. Well, we didn't see it cross his mind with Janae. And then
he didn't love her. Not in that way. Or not as much as he loved Melanie.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. So, like, since I hopped all the way up to that, so let's talk about that situation, because I really feel like their whole whatever, it could have been avoided. Because first of all, they started dating. They went on one date, like literally one date that wasn't that great. Like, we saw the date. She was running down everybody she messed with before. And then next episode, she was staying with him for a couple days and then moved in with him because her condo was being renovated. But I'm like,
but she's got money, though, so she can go stay at
a hotel. And she made that very clear that she came for money. So I was just, like, and I don't understand, because he was kind of being a little bachelor, and then he just happened to start messing with her. But maybe Derwin is the problem, y'all, because this is the second girl that has moved in with him. And it's, like, I can understand Melanie moving in with him. Why did you let this girl move in with you after one date?
I think he's like a hopeless romantic type. Like, he's not meant to be like in the street. He wants to be like cuffed up and living with people type of.
That's really extreme.
Y'all, honestly, a lot of people love to have the conversation surrounding how females, you know, do certain things in relationships or go after certain guys because of their daddy issues or whatever. These guys be having the same issues.
Okay.
Listen, that's why they be going after certain females or doing certain things. Like, them guys that be super hyped to, you know, talk to a female or move on super quick. Not that people can't catch feelings easy and stuff, but it's a certain thing that should just be a red flag. Like, if you're willing to move on with somebody after the first date, or, you know, I love you and all this extra stuff, like, you need to take a minute and do some self analysis, because it's not getting
therapy.
Therapy for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with it. And I definitely feel like Derwin, because if we think about it, he went from like being at home as a teenager, then to college, he met Melanie. And from there, it was him and Melanie. And he never really was alone. Like, even in the show, even when he was alone, he was still, you know, being out there a little bit. And then he had Janae. Like, if you think about it, Derwin has never really been single and been by himself. So him and Melanie, they, that on and off again stuff, really just, it didn't help the fact that he really needed to be by himself as well as she did, because we saw she started spiraling all the way out of control. Girl, like, she, her decision making is just terrible.
And emphasizing.
Girl, I'm dancing and emphasizing and getting caught up. Like, it was just, and then she fumbled the bag too, because Trey Wiggs, literally.
That's where she really made her biggest mistake of all to me, like, the whole series.
Girl.
Even if she didn't, you know, date him seriously, girl, like, you could have at least just had him there while you was in med school paying for your condo and car and everything.
Girl.
I mean, at this point,
but
why wouldn't you?
Girl. But then wanted to go stay with Tasha and hop them a leak big.
And be homeless. It didn't make sense.
Yeah. She definitely chose to be homeless and then bounced the rail to Dion. And so that's definitely a TV thing, because ain't no way in hell I'm showing up at my ex-boyfriend's publicist's crib. Like, hey, remember you said if I ever needed anything? Yeah, can I stay with you? Like,
right, like, not that people can't. You know what people say, if you don't need anything, let me know. Whatever.
Like,
not that you run to call on people, but you don't take that wrong with it. Come on now. Like, everybody know what that means.
Yeah, it's just something we say. Like, if you need maybe a couple dollars, you need $20 till you get paid. Okay. Not can, like, and then they didn't have a good relationship. It's not like they was cool.
Exactly.
Like, and then she, and then thinking about that, she was threatened by Dion when the Drew Sidora shit was happening right under her DM nose.
And she was all in his face on CD. She's talking about she her biggest fan. That's her ringtone.
Girl.
Oh, no. That was a joke.
Yo, she was so Joe. Then I'm just looking at her like, you go to this album release party looking like that. Like,
once again, and she knew where she was going that time, so you don't have a drug. You don't have something that looks better than that. She ain't had no home training. We should have known that when she thought it was cute to move out there. And then when she showed her behind with her attire, she don't have no home training.
But her mom is bougie as hell. Her family is rich. Like, I'm confused.
What is she in college? Like, you don't know how to put on a nice little cute dress for a party?
Girl.
Just because you got money don't mean you know how to drive. People be out here with Gucci, Louis,
Prada. That's true.
Smashing it together and looking a hot mess.
Yeah, because she, and if you think about it, when did she ever throw that shit on besides the episode when she found out he had cheated? That's the only episode that
she looks like something.
Yes, literally the only episode. Like, you don't have a cute little black dress, a party dress. Like, she never did her makeup.
And she didn't even have to try that hard. Because she's not, like, you know, ugly in the face. You know, she had the slim fit, all that stuff.
Exactly.
So you don't have to try that hard. I need you to just stop acting like you're homeless or something. And put on a regular outfit. I don't understand. Like, and stop trying to use medical school as an excuse.
Girl.
Because it's not.
Like, come on. I'm not trying to hear that. Like, and then you have, like, the disposal of, if you wanted to, she could have asked Derwin to, like, get her a stylist or something. Or, like, even Kelly and Tasha, like, they got connections. Like, that's basically, like, a version of Hollywood. So, it's just, like, girl, you had these resources at your disposal. And you just, like, nope, I'm going to just look a mess because I'm in school and I'm stressed out all the time.
Like, nobody cares that you're in school. Honestly, people don't care.
Girl, and then
and you see you looking crazy,
and then even at the end you was doing all that and you're not even a practicing doctor.
That's okay. That's the gag.
Child, like, I don't even that would never sit right with me. Like, you did all of this, being in the way, being annoying, looking a mess, not supporting your man, just to not even be a doctor. Like, I could see if you was finally a doctor, had a private practice, and it was all worth it. You literally became the person that you kept saying that you didn't want to be. Like, through all of that, she kept saying how, like, she didn't want to be just, like, boiled down to being a football wife or girlfriend. And, like, she wanted to have her own goals and life outside of him. But you ended up being a stay-at-home mom for his child. Like, you...
Barely, because the child was barely there, and she swapped him.
Oh my God. So what?
2 years old. Like, what?
Yeah. I know. It's 2 years too late. But so, because we talked about like the whole Janae baby and Derwin thing, but we brushed over it. So, one, my first question is, would y'all have stayed? Or like not stayed because they weren't together when it happened, but would y'all have gotten back with Derwin considering the situation with the baby?
I would have let that time pass.
Yeah. No, it's certain things I'm willing to forgive. It's certain things I'm willing to tolerate. Certain things I'm willing to let go. The baby is where we cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's like, all right, you cheat on me, I might can move past that. But, yeah, I can't. Not a whole baby. Because it's like, now you're attached to this other person for the rest of your life because y'all had the co-parent, and yeah, I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I agree. Dom, what was you going to say?
I agree with Joy, but I, you know, different strokes for different people. I mean, maybe see how that plays out with the baby and the relationship and how, like, the baby mom and how, like, they're going to work that out. I mean, I feel like it can work. You know, me personally right now, no. But, you know, that's for somebody. But it's the kid for me. And, like, you have to look at it or him or her. And, like, I guess it's a constant reminder of you with someone else. And then,
yeah,
you know, I'm, like, I might be irked. And I don't want to be irked. And I don't know if I could fully get past it.
Yeah, I definitely... I am not. That is my ultimate breaking point. I holler at you. I'm not being stepmom to somebody else's kid. Like, that's it. And I'm definitely one of those people that has the mindset, like, my first child has to be your first child. And that's just, no, that ain't it for me. And we saw that she's clearly one of those people because since she couldn't have the child first, she's like, I'm going to rush to be your first wife. Even though you were always going to be his first wife, like that was just a whole lot of mess going on, her trying to rush his wedding. Then, like, first of all, I don't know, like, him, he was just like, shut up and marry me. Like, that was anything. Like,
I hated that proposal. That's one, like, I don't like it. They were so toxic at that point. But it was just like, what are you doing? Like, he just ambushed her with that baby ring. And it was just like, it just didn't make sense to me. And I understand he was hurt at the time and maybe his finances wasn't in the best state, but you need to go get that ring from that Toyota commercial or whatever it was from way back when and give that to her. Because, no, it was just... Their proposal was anything. Like, they weren't even really together or even dealing with each other when it happened. It was just so random.
Yeah. So, I will say that proposal, you can keep that because that was a hot-ass mess. Like, that was fresh off of him beating up Jerome and her finding out that Jerome slept with Dion and him and Janae arguing. Like, it was just a lot of, like you said, toxic stuff going on. So, that proposal was anything. But as far as the ring, so... He was injured and he was down bad at the time because of, like, you know, he kind of was a little depressed. Like, we saw that, like, him feeling like he wasn't a part of the team's win and all of that. And so I don't know where he pulled that ring from. I don't even know that. I don't understand why he did that. But in any other circumstance, because he should have some money saved up because he's a football player. But for the average guy out here, with a proper, appropriate proposal, do you think that the ring size matters with the possibility of an upgrade when his financial situation gets better? I don't know what's so funny.
Sorry. The size, I need to be able to see it. I just felt like that when he gave her was a bit childish. But I'm not one to like I need like a big giant rock that's landing on my finger. No. So, like, don't do too much. Like I said, my thing is I just need a gold band, either gold or rose gold. That's my thing. So, shout out to whoever may marry me one day. Hopefully, I find someone. but that's what matters the most to me. And just, like, you know, diamond that fits me. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, this big, giant situation, but something that I'm not embarrassed to look at
him,
like I can't even see it.
Like, okay, Joy, what are your thoughts?
So I'm not shallow. Let me say that as a you know prerequisite. I'm not shallow, but I just feel like I know what I bring to the table. And with that being said, I feel like you know you gotta work for something. Like that's just like if I know I want a 2021 car. And I know I gotta work towards that. Like, and then I might get something else for the time being, but I know my goal is that 2021 car. So my thing with guys, I think guys easily get comfortable. And my thing with that is mm-hmm. like, okay, if I accept your little mediocre ring at first and you like, yeah, I'm a upgrade her, I feel like once you see that we, you know, already engaged, about to get married and stuff like that, some guys don't feel the need to work towards that goal anymore because they already got you and stuff and they get comfortable. So I just feel like I'll accept it for the time being. It can't, but if I gotta squint my eyes to see it, take it back in.
That's embarrassing.
Wait till you get your stimulus or something like that.
I'm crying.
But I'm gonna expect the upgrade if it's trade. I'm gonna say, yeah, not to embarrass you, but I'm gonna expect the upgrade sometime soon.
Yeah, see, that's a really good point that you made, Joy, because I didn't even think about it like that, because guys definitely will stop working and stop applying pressure because they got the girl. Now, that I don't agree with, but I am, like, first of all, I don't want to be squinting to see the ring. Like, come on, that's ridiculous. You could have just waited. But, like, if you give me something, like, a little something to work with, and it also comes down to knowing your guy and knowing if he's a man of his word. And you say, like, you know what, babe, you know, I know this isn't the dream ring for you, but you want to upgrade when I, like, get where I really want to be. Okay, I understand that, and I'm with it. But I do feel like sometimes, like, Melody was just, like, she was just drama. Like, she's a drama queen. So she was, you saw her. I still don't know if she dropped the diamond on herself or she didn't want to show the ring. But you find that, like, some women are truly embarrassed by their ring. So, like, they don't show it. And this is making me think about another one of my favorite shows, Being Mary Jane. I don't know if y'all ever saw that. But on one of the episodes, one of her girlfriends said that she actually brought her engagement ring herself because she didn't like the one that her fiancé got. And, like, women will really do stuff like that in more extremes because of the size of the engagement ring. And it's just, like, I understand, like, let's be real. A part of it is you want this. This is a piece of jewelry that you're going to be rocking. You're going to be showing off. And you want it to be nice. Like, you want him to put his best foot forward with it. But at what point is that, like, signifying your love versus you showing it off and saying, I got this nice-ass engagement ring?
I just think I want to look at it and like it. Like, if I don't like it, I feel like
it's not going to work.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like, and like, my debate has been, I feel like if you can't afford an engagement ring, can you afford the wedding? Like, and not trying to be super shallow, but it's like, if you already pinching coins to buy me an engagement ring, the wedding is only going to be more expensive. So how we paying for that? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like part of proposing to somebody, you also need to, you know, have your finances in order. Not saying you need to be like perfectly everywhere you want to be and stuff like that, but I feel like if you're struggling pinching pennies, then maybe we should wait. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why some people have long engagements, because the question of paying for the wedding.
See, that's what I think that's what I'm not into.
Okay.
The longest I want to be engaged is a year and a half. And
oh, damn.
I'm not into my uncle. I hope he don't listen to this. I want him to listen. But he's been engaged since 2011.
What? He's still engaged to this day?
Oh, wait, it's 2021.
We're in 2021.
Hell no.
At this point, and that's how people turn into having those, what they call, like common law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not giving it. Like, I'm a goal setter. I like, you know, timelines. I like to know when I can look forward to something. The what ifs, the I don't know, or uncertainty, that's not for me. I'm not interested in being engaged for 3 years. No, sir.
Yeah, and I definitely
do a long.
Go ahead, Dom.
I was going to say, like, I can do a long engagement if we're actively planning the wedding during this time.
Right.
Like, we're not just about to just be engaged. It's like, yeah, this is what we're doing. Like, no.
Yeah, like, we have a perfect date, and, like, it's just, like, certain parts of the wedding planning is taking long and stuff like that. Then that's different. Like, it's active planning.
Yeah.
You know, the dress might take extra 4 months and stuff like that. But if it's just like, we keep changing, or this not working out, that not working, we not about to work out.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I'm worried about the wedding and what to be engaged for.
Yeah, like, I definitely think.
That's the whole purpose of getting proposed.
Yeah, I think it's definitely important to have a date set. And it definitely comes down to you and your partner knowing each other and knowing, like, what you're looking for, because I feel like, because I'm not ready to be married, I don't want to be married right now, so, like, when I do get proposed to, I am just, I'm very, I don't like to plan large-scale things like a wedding, so I'm more so a procrastinator in that sense, and that whole thing is going to be making me be, like, dragging my feet, which is why I wouldn't be opposed to a long engagement, but we're going to have a date set. Like, there's going to be active planning. I'm just going to take my time with it. But, like, I don't know. Maybe in, like, 4 years, if I get proposed to, maybe I'll be ready to get married quicker. But it definitely can't just be you asked me to marry you. Now what? Radio silence. Because I just feel like, what did we do that for? Like, why did you ask me? And then if you got me a corny ring, like, you could have waited for that then.
Okay.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with that.
My other concern with that is, while we're waiting or planning or whatever the case may be, things can happen, like, I could get pregnant. And I've seen that happen so many times during people engagements, and then that that really throws off everything. Like,
yeah.
Oh, now let's wait till after the baby's here to get married. And then once the baby get here, you realize how busy you are. Then y'all start to grow apart. And then, like, so, yeah, I just feel like the sooner, the better. The long engagements.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, because
there's some family planning.
Okay, I was just about to say that. Listen, if you
gotta make sure you got fit into that dress.
Okay, I am not. First of all, I already said I ain't pushing out another baby until I'm married. So I already know I'm not having no kids before I walk down the aisle. But, like, people don't plan for stuff like that. And that's one of those things, like, listen, having a kid is going to really derail you in the wedding planning process. So maybe try to wait. And like you said, Joy, get married sooner so y'all can do that. But, yeah. And then, like, engagements break up. And that's a whole nother thing. Because that's not just because you have the ring. That doesn't really guarantee anything. Like, anything can go wrong. So, right. I definitely think it just comes down to you and your partner and having these conversations beforehand. Like, do not just surprise. Like, obviously, I don't want to know the exact moment when you're going to ask me to marry you. But don't come to me unless we've had the conversation. And Melanie and Derwin did not have the conversation. They were not even together when they got engaged. So,
it was in the parking lot.
in the DM parking lot. If, remember, speaking of parking lots, remember when she like bust her tires so that
he crazy and looked at them look stupid when he came to pick her up with Janae.
And then Janae gonna turn the music up. I'm like, and that, like, so from Janae's point of view, because she was doing a little like shady stuff, and I understand that she was Derwin's girl at the time and soon to be the mother of his child. But I don't know how I feel about, because I still, her and Derwin's relationship moved entirely too fast. Like, it's still anything. But, like, if y'all were in her shoes, like, how would y'all be moving about it?
I would have had to move away from it because clearly Melanie was all that he was concerned about. Like, it was evident with that little beard that he kept and couldn't throw away. Like,
oh, God.
Just, like, he wasn't letting her go. She was never going to replace her, nor could she. And it wasn't going to work. She was going to be like I guess, in Melanie's shadow. And who wants to do that? So, nope, I gotta go.
Yeah. Joy?
I agree with Dom. I don't know. I'm just a no tolerance for foolishness type of
person. Okay.
So I would have to slide on off the DMs. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the unnecessaryness, like, I don't know, I just feel like the whole thing around the relationships on this show, I just felt like in some aspects they wanted to be like super grown, but then in other aspects it was kind of childish. So I think the childishness is what I can't get down with.
Girl, it's so many. First of all, I, especially at this point in my life, I cut motherfuckers off without notice. I don't got time. It's zero tolerance policy over here. And the stuff that they was doing and allowing across every relationship on the show couldn't be me. And I hate to be one of the people that's like, that could never be me. Couldn't be me. Because
it just amazes me how much older, what's the name was? The other two girls.
Kelly and Tasha. Yeah, like,
it amazes me how much older they were.
It's like crazy to think about, because Tasha was Malik's mom and Malik was 22. He was like 22, 23. And she had him at 15. So what's the math on that? Is that like, I'm not about to sound stupid on here. Yeah, I'm not even going to say the number, but it's 30 something.
That's like 37 maybe.
Okay, so. Yeah, so yeah, it's like you're 37, and like Kelly was around the same age, because Jason was in like with the Sabres for like 10 plus years, and y'all are making these mistakes. Like, granted, in some instances they were trying to school Melanie, but it was like the blind leading the blind, honestly, because like Kelly and Jason's relationship was just like surface level. And then they like got a divorce, and that was crazy. And I hate Jason's character. Like, he's funny because I like the sarcasm, but he was really an asshole for no reason. Like, it was just, he did not have to be who he was. But like, even Tasha, looking at her relationship, every good man she had, look what happened.
She jacked it up.
Girl.
Sabotage.
Okay, like, she was just, yeah, she was just out here. She was like the mom of the group. You had a kid, a grown-ass kid, so you had time to make your mistakes and watch him make his mistakes, and you still making mistakes. Like, that's what I ain't understand. And then Malik, he was just, yeah, he was a mess. I liked Malik. I had a little crush on him, but he was just out here just a stereotypical ball player living his life. But the thing about him was he wasn't cheating, which is good.
Because
he didn't know how to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
No, he was in one with his mom. It was.
Yeah, she, that's another
episode. They had, like, she had definitely that single mom complex. Like, her son is her man, which I would never understand. But I digress.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hated about their, like, that relationship. And I just don't like when moms kind of depend on their sons to a point where it's a little creepy. Like,
mm-hmm.
All right, this is your son. You love him to death, all that mm-hmm. stuff. But, ma'am, he is not your man. And that okay. happens a lot when moms have their sons young, or, like, you know, they're single and stuff like that, because they're like the only guy that's male figure in the household, they tend to depend on them for certain stuff. But it's like, there has to be certain boundaries.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And as a boy mom, listen, I already know I'm not going to be like that with or without a man. It's creepy. Like, your son is not your significant other. They are your son, point blank, period. And just the fact that he was living with her for so long and was, I think he was like 25 when he moved out. And like, he had the means to move out. Like, you are a professional athlete. It's not like you in school or you working towards getting yourself together. You are together. You're a millionaire and you live with your mom. Like, and was bringing girls home to your mom's house. Like, it, I don't understand. No, that was just, that was beyond me. But yeah, their whole dynamic was like, what? And then I feel like, is that, yeah, that's all the main characters. Like, they had people in and out. And like, TT was recurring. He is definitely underrated with the slick comments. But then, yeah, like the transition from when the game was on the CW to BET, it got a whole new cast and it got trash. Sorry. Yeah. Like, I actually watched it all the way through, but anytime I binge watch, I stop watching it after Melanie and Derwin leave.
Yeah, like, then they just kicked them off. It was just real random. Yeah, I didn't like it, especially after that. It was like, what? Yeah. I'm like, they're the main character. How you gonna kick them off?
Yeah, and then they kind of made, like, so Lauren London and Jay Ellis, yeah, Blue. But oh, I love my baby Jay Ellis. But they kind of became the Melanie and Derwin, and
they was a mess. Sorry.
Yeah, it was just anything, you know. Like, I definitely, you could tell the, like, the switch in writers. Like, you could always tell that with a show too. Like, and then the storylines, like, you, it, stuff are like, shows aren't meant to last forever. So at some point, like, you should just end it. And I feel like Melanie and Derwin, they had one more season. Like, I feel like they did, but it was, I don't know. It was weird. Like, we definitely saw them, like, from the very beginning to, like, everything coming to fruition for them. And, like, he really took off and he was the star of the team. And then he kind of lost it all. And I was like, damn. Like, but, and I don't get why they kept Malik on all the seasons, because he had no character development.
I think it was something like with the contracts, and they wanted to pay, like, or they didn't want to pay, like, Melanie and Durbin.
Oh, so yeah. It was like a behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think it was something.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That's usually what happened. That's kind of what happened with Tony on Girlfriends. Like, it was a money thing, and she was just gone.
Yeah, I hate when they. I don't know. Producers be thinking we ain't going to peak.
Okay, like, we are attached to these people. You cannot just kick them off.
I feel like they my friends of real life, or I know the person.
No, seriously.
They,
like,
can't dip out and it ain't nothing. Like,
exactly. I don't like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they'll try to fit it into the storyline, or like, oh, such and such, you know, went off to find a job, or went off to school.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, it just.
Yeah, that's what it be. It be random. Like, y'all don't even think this out, because it clearly wasn't the plan.
Okay, and I don't like that. And then I hate when they, like, they didn't do it on this show, but when, actually they did. When they switch out characters, they did it with Jason's son, Brittany. Like, you can clearly tell that.
And she was still asking. I'm like, why didn't they get the old one? Because this new one has too much attitude.
Girl, that new one had way too much attitude. Like, she was too damn grown for that role. Like,
she
did.
It's like, she's 20-something.
Oh, see, I knew she was way too mature. I'm like, that girl is grown.
I might have made it up, but she looked 20-something.
Yeah, it definitely was like, it was just a drastic change from the cute little brat to this grown-ass girl that's getting smart and stealing Tasha Wee and lying about it.
Right.
Like, yeah, it, you could definitely tell the difference in the writers. But, yeah, it definitely, like, I love the game. Like, it's just such a good show. And it's such a good, like, sounding board show to just talk about what not to do.
Those type of shows aren't even created anymore.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is good quality TV. And, like, it's like a show for Black people by Black people. Like, Mara did her thing again. And actually, her and Kelsey Grammer, they worked together, because they worked together on Girlfriends. Then they worked together on the game. And like, this was another hit for them. And like I said, like, it's definitely so relatable in terms of like, granted, I don't got no NFL man. I wish I did, because I wouldn't pull the Melanie. But in terms of like these like adult relationships and what actually goes into it, and like the on again, off again aspect, because this was definitely a situationship, and you could definitely be in a situationship with your ex. Like, that's the thing. And I can attest to that. Yeah, like, it definitely gave a name to situationships before there was a name. And it was just, it's great TV. Like, I'll be cracking up at the episodes. Like, it really be funny. Like, seasons 1 through 3, though, that are on Netflix, be funny.
Yeah.
But then after that,
they went downhill with the quickness.
Yes. But yeah, I really recommend anybody who hasn't, I don't know how you have never seen an episode of the game, definitely recommend to binge watch it. And we should have started the episode off by saying there are spoiler alerts in here. But listen,
at this point, if they ain't
watch
it, they ain't watch
it. Yeah.
It's been some years.
Yeah, definitely. And it's easy to catch up on. Like, the episodes are like 20 minutes, and it's on, like, seasons 1 through 3 are on Netflix, and the rest are on Hulu. But I would say stop at like season 5, because that's when Melanie and Derwin dip off and it get real corny. No shade, no tea. But Joy, we just want to thank you again for coming on and chopping it up with us about one of our favorite shows. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Everybody, make sure you go tune in. Not just this episode, but all of them.
Yes, thank you, girl. We love to see you. But before we go, we do have an X team this week. So as always, I'm going to read it, and then we can just all chime in with our advice. So it says, hi, I really need some relationship advice. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years now, and since the beginning, his family has never liked me. I've never felt welcomed or positive vibes when around them. And they go so far as to make up things about me, like I'm cheating on him, or will say they saw me out flirting with other guys, and it's obviously not true. It's starting to affect my relationship because I feel like my boyfriend isn't standing up for me and he's choosing sides. I don't know if I can be in this relationship anymore. What should I do? So I'm going to let y'all answer first.
So personally, I've been in a similar situation. I just feel like families should stay out of their child, cousin, sister, brother relationships. Like, a relationship is meant for two people and two people only. And I think that's why you have to be careful when you confide in your family members about what you and your significant other is going through. Because even if y'all work through it and y'all get over it and y'all get past it and y'all forgive each other, they're still going to harbor on that. And then that puts a bad taste in their mouth and they never want to let it go. And so I just feel like that's not their place. I think it's okay to state certain opinions, but when you get in between it and then want to be investigation discovery, I'm like, well, I feel that she did X, Y, and Z, and, you know, I'm going to find out what her social media, and I'm going to do, like, it's not your relationship. Why are you that invested? Are you jealous? You want the relationship? Do you want him? Do you want her? Like, that's where it gets to be too much. So me personally, I feel like, you know, she should have a conversation with her boyfriend, letting him know that, you know, I'm not feeling your family being in the middle of us, you know, because also she's probably trying to maintain a certain level of respect for them, but it's probably hard because they probably saying all types of crazy stuff. So I think she should have a conversation like, you know, I'm really trying to respect you. I'm trying to respect your family, but I feel like you're coming in between us and, you know, they're stepping over boundaries. I would appreciate it if you had a conversation with them, just letting them know, you know, that our relationship is between you and I, and for them to, you know, mind their business. And if things don't improve from there, then that's where we get some more serious issues, and it might result in us needing to go separate ways. Because and it be these mama's boys that be like,
girl,
mom, I so much to say. I'm like, do you want something?
Yeah.
Yes, preach, girl.
Yeah, you just said the best, girl.
Yeah, I definitely am one for, I would like to have a good relationship with your family if we are in a long-term relationship, but trust me, it is not a requirement because I'm not in a relationship with them. And from personal experience, yeah, my baby dad mom don't like me and the feeling is very mutual. But she actually has no reason to not like me. I have a valid reason. But in the situations where people just don't like you, listen, you can just separate yourself from it. Like, you don't have to go to the family functions. It's cool. And if you do, I'm pretty sure, I hope, there's at least one person aside from your boyfriend that you can, like, chop it up with. Or y'all can show your face and y'all can dip. But I would definitely, like Joy said, get right with him about seriously checking the situation, because you are his significant other. And while there is some level of loyalty to his family, like, dependent on the extent of your relationship, your loyalty has to be accounted for. And I would even go as far as, like, if you want to, like, if this is important to you and you're one of those people who are family oriented, I would tell him that you're going to have this conversation with whoever it is and tell him what you plan on saying. Definitely go into the conversation cool, calm, and collected, no matter what they're going to say, because you can't control how they're going to react to what you're saying. And respectfully check them. And exactly what you would say to him about the, like, lack of boundaries and need for respect, say to them. Now, how they're going to handle it is how they're going to handle it. If they start getting loud and rowdy, walk away. Like, it's just no point in going back and forth with them. And I would definitely say, like Joy said, if he don't grow some balls and stand up for you, deuces, because it ain't really much left to be said. Like, at what point are you going to check them? Like, you obviously are a grown man, I would hope. And they need to mind their damn business. Like, why are they lying about seeing you out? Like, that's weird. Like, that's anything. And it's just like, it's just causing unnecessary drama for no reason. So for your sanity, if things don't get better, I would say you might gotta chalk this relationship, to be real.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's just, especially with a mama's boy, girl, I'm telling you right now. Hey, listen, the K Michelle told you in the song, you can't raise a man. So if you ain't learn anything, listen, learn this. A mama's boy, you need to leave them right where they at. They're going to have to grow up on their own. There's nothing you can say or do to come between that toxic mom and son relationship, because she got her claws in her son, because I'm telling y'all, they be thinking that's their man. So,
they do. That's be
their whole husband. Child, and I don't know. I wonder, like, do the sons realize that, or is it just us? Like, do you think that your mom is a little too close for comfort?
I feel like some might and some might like it. Like,
yeah, it's a little fetish.
Oh, yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
I can't get down with those type of mom son relationships. It's creepy to me.
Yeah, so I hope,
like, I want you to respect your mom. You'll have a good relationship. I don't want to feel like you have two girlfriends for two wives. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so for your sake, listener, I hope that this isn't a situation, like you said, is a family-wide thing. And sometimes some families are just toxic and dysfunctional. And it's not for you to, like, open his eyes to that, because this is just, you're seeing that in light of your relationship. But he may come to realize it on his own that he may have to separate from them because they're toxic in other ways. But I would definitely just say, like, don't drive yourself crazy trying to make him realize that this is wrong and they need boundaries.
And therapy.
Yes, always. We always recommend therapy. Individual, group, family, whatever works for you.
All that.
Yeah. But again, Joy, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your input on this week's X Team. And we hope to see you next season.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I hope you guys enjoy listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following the Instagram @PillowTalk_Uncensored to keep up with us. And remember, keep sending in those hashtag X teams. Until next time.